nobility in life is knowing the Lord and walking in His way. The most glorious pursuit of mankind is walking in God's image and likeness. It is our utmost desire that you will be richly blessed as you listen to this message from Living Scroll Ministry, aka Eat the Bible Network. For more life-transforming messages, please visit www.livingscrollministry.com.
Welcome to the year of Abba Father. Abba Father, my Father, my Father. Can we project that scripture? We use it to pray briefly before we sit down. Mark 14:36. The first person that uttered that word was Jesus himself. That was the utterance. Nobody uttered that word until the time of Jesus. Abba Father. Abba Father. Moses, all of the big names you hear in the past, they did not utter that name. Jesus said, and he said, Abba Father, all things are possible unto you. Take away this cup from me, nevertheless, not what I will, but what you will. Jesus said, Abba Father, all things. Please, I want us to echo it. That first part, that all things are possible to you. Abba Father, all things are possible to you. Abba Father is the ultimate covenant title of God. And the next thing Jesus said is what that covenant made available. He made all things available. That's why the Bible, from that point, the Bible began saying, all things are yours. All things are yours. All things are yours. So what that Abba Father, what is opened up over humanity, over mankind, is the realm of this endless possibility in God. Is the Abba Father. All things are what? Are possible unto you. And before we pray, let me tell you the meaning of Abba Father. It's me and my daughter. My daughter is 15 months and 9 days. 15 months and 9 days. And this morning, when she woke up, when I woke up, within let's say 2 hours, she called my name 49 times. In 2 hours. 49 times. That is even less, because sometimes she will not see me. I will have to do one or two things. Sometimes just an hour. Enough. She just kept crying. Everywhere I hear my name echoing. 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 And I told her this is the ultimate covenant title of God. And what Jesus helped us to do was to send His Spirit into our heart. And that Spirit begins to cry, Abba, Father, Abba, Father. There's only one cry in our heart today, and that is the cry for our Father. Every other thing is secondary. When I'm about dressing for church, we want to come, she will call me, Daddy, come. And she start running around the room. I'll start running and following her. I'll be dressing to work, she will, Daddy, 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 she will go and do hide and seek inside the curtain. She just say, yay. I'll now start looking for her. I will remove the curtain. This is where you are. She will shout, cover herself again. I say, I have to go to work. So that God has come to birth a new project into our relationship with Him. That is the meaning of Abba, 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 Father. There is no longer any cry in our heart. The only cry in our heart is our Father. My Father, my Father, my Father, my Father. Abba, Father. Abba, Father. That's why David said, one thing I desire on earth, and this will I seek out all the days of my life, that I may sit in His house and behold the beauty, the majesty, the magnificence, and the eternal glory of my God. David was a king. This is our heart. This is what has come to the earth. This is what our come to the earth, and this is what we are connecting with on a daily basis. Isaiah himself was a prophet. He has a very big assignment, but what did he say in Isaiah 26? He said, the desire of our soul is to your name and to the remembrance of you. This is the only desire that we have. I want you to now begin to talk to your Father. That this year, this is the cry of my heart. Lord, I want to know you more. Lord, I want to draw near. I want to draw near, break through my heart, possess me. Take everything about me. Can you begin to pray to Him? Abba Father. Abba Father. We bless you. We give you praise. This is our year. This is our year. Can you just open your heart? Say, let the King glory come in. The Lord strong and mighty. The Lord mighty in battles. When He comes in, He takes over the battle. He said, just open the door. Let me come in. When I stepped in, I take over the battle. Yes. I take over the battle. I will fight the battle, but you will be the conqueror. And that's why He said you are more than conquerors. Because you are not the one fighting, the Lord Himself is fighting. But the victory is yours. The victory is yours. Can you begin to bless Him? Open up your heart. Let Him touch your life, touch your husband, your wife, your children, your mother, your father. everything about you. Let there be a transformation this year. Let there be a hunger. Let there be a panting. A panting for God. A panting and a hunger for righteousness. In Jesus' name. Our righteous Father, we thank you for today. Thank you for this year. 2017, January 1st. We bless you. We celebrate you. Because this year is all about you. The very content of this year is you. When we open up the package that is called this year, 2017, what we'll find is our God. Our God and His glory. Thank you, Father, for bringing us here. And thank you for taking us further from here in Jesus' name. Praise the Lord. Happy New Year once again. And peace be gloriously seated in His presence. And put out those hands together for your Father. I'll be speaking on the first day. What did I say? The first. Please echo it now. You are people that are alive. What did I say I'll be speaking on? Today. Yes. What happened on the first day? We've read it. Please, can you pull out Genesis 2? Genesis chapter 1 verse 1 to 3. In the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth. Not heavens, heaven. And the earth. And the earth was without form and void. And darkness was upon the face of the deep. And the Spirit of God moved upon the face of the waters. Verse 3. And God said, let there be light. And there was light. Alright, read up to verse 5. That Genesis verse 3 is arguably one of the most important statements in the scriptures. Amen. Okay, verse 4. 4 and 5. And God said, let there be light. And there was light. And God saw the light, that it was good. And God divided the light from the darkness. And God called the light day, and the darkness He called night, and the evening and the morning were the first day. So what was the composition of the first day? So what did God make on the first day? On the first day, what did God create on the first day? The light. Are we together? The light. God made the light the first day. Okay, let's look at the second day. The second day, that Genesis 6-8. And God said, at verse 6, and God said, let there be a firmament in the midst of the waters, and let it divide the waters from the waters. And God made a firmament and divided the waters which were under the firmament from the waters which were above the firmament. And it was so. So I want us to follow this story, because I'm just going to use to explain I'm about to say the word that the Lord has put in my heart. Now, the first day God said, let there be light. But look at the state of the world, the state of the earth. Look at the state of life before God started creation. Go to Genesis chapter 2, verse 1 and 2. Verse 1 and 2. Please, you need to be fast so that I can be through with this. Genesis chapter 1, verse 2. And the earth was without form and void. And darkness was upon the face of the deep. And the Spirit of God moved upon the face of the waters. Now, before God began creation, look at the things that existed before God said, let there be light. In this chapter 1, verse 2, look at the four things that existed. This thing pre-existed before God said, let there be light. Number one, He said the earth. He said the earth was without form and it was void. Then number two, darkness existed. He said darkness was upon the face of the deep. He said number three, the Spirit of God was moving over the face of the waters. So the earth was in existence. Darkness was in existence. The Spirit of God was in existence. And what? And the waters, you know, waters was not created. It was not the story of creation. Water was not the story of creation, so we met it. So, and what God did, what happened in Genesis 1, that the earth, the water, if you look at somewhere in Psalm, I won't open it, I want to run. If you look at somewhere in the Psalm, He said He covered the earth with waters, like with a garment. So God hid the water, the earth inside water. Praise the Lord. So this is the first day of the year, and I said the title of the message is the first day. So it's good to understand the story of our creation. So we can now begin to understand the eternal purpose of God. And now understand our times, our days and the days to come. Praise the Lord. Now, so this is the thing that existed. So verse 3 to 5 says, God said, let there be light. There was light. He said the evening and the morning was the first day. Look at the second day. He made the firmament. That says 6 to 8. And God said, let there be a firmament. And there verse 7. Go to verse 7. It's okay, verse 6. Let me take that 6. Combine 6 and 7. And God said, let there be a firmament in the midst of the waters. In the middle of the water. I say everywhere was water, right? Everywhere was water. God said, let there be a firmament in the middle of the water, just like this. This is this now. This is the waters. Every day was water. God just said, let there be a firmament in the middle of this bottle. He said, and God said, let there be a firmament in the midst of the water, and let it divide the waters from the waters. And God made a firmament, and God divided the waters which were under the firmament from the waters which were above the firmament. So God just moves up by his word, by his spoken word. God just moved some waters up and left some waters down. God did not move. He just spoke and he moved the waters up and he created the space in between. The next verse, verse 8. And God called the firmament what? Heaven. This is the open heaven you can see. So above this open heaven, what is there? What did God move up? God moved the waters up. So, and God called the firmament heaven. That's the in-between. And the evening and the morning were the second day. So what happened? What did God make on the first day? I want to be sure all of us are following. What did God make on the first day? The light. What did he make on the second day? The firmament, the heaven. Called the heaven. Okay. That verse 9. I pull up verse 9. Verse 9 now to 13. That's the third day. And God said, let the waters under the heaven be gathered together unto one place. And what? What did he say next? What is there? Let the dry land what? God did not say let the earth be. He said let it what? God called it forth. Let it appear. I told the earth was there in Genesis chapter 2. Then even in the beginning, before Genesis 1, 2, the earth was there. The Bible says in the beginning. I will explain that in the beginning in the course of my message. In the beginning. The Bible says in the beginning, God made the heavens and the earth. The next thing, the other verse, he says now. Now. He said, verse 2, say now the earth. Now the earth. Now the earth. But before that verse, he said in the beginning. So those were two milestones apart. Let's move. And God said, let the water, okay, verse 10. And God called the dry land what? Please, I want to hear your echo. And God called the dry land earth, and the gathering together of the waters he called sea. God said, let the waters be assembled in one place. Is that assemblage of the water, permission to use that word, the assembling together, the gathering together of the waters that God called what? That's how the sea was formed. So that water in Genesis 1 may not be liquid in the first place. When God gathered it together, okay, and God called sea, and God saw that it was good. Verse 11, 12, can combine them. And God said, let the earth bring forth grass, the herb yielding seed, and the fruit tree yielding fruit after his kind, whose seed is in itself upon the earth. And it was so. And God brought forth grass and herb yielding seed after his kind, and the tree yielding fruit, whose seed was in itself after his kind. And God saw that it was good. Verse 13. The evening and the morning was the third day. So what God made on the third day, one, he said, let the earth appear. He made the earth to appear from wherever it was. It appeared. And he called the sea to gather and become the Atlantic Ocean and all of those water you are seeing. It was not existing before. You know, waters. But it was not the sea. So the waters gathered together. God called that one sea. He named it because it's something that he has called forth. It's something he brought forth is new. That's why God named them. Don't forget, when God does anything, he named them. Anything he brought forth that was not pre-existing before, he gave it a name. So God, the garden of the sea, he gave it a name. Then God now spoke to the earth. He said, let the earth begin to bring forth vegetation. That's what happened. So day one, the light. Day two, the heavens. Day three, God brought forth the earth, the sea, and the vegetation. Day three. Are we online? Praise the Lord. Don't sleep. This is a new year and the first Sunday message. Why will you be sleeping? Praise the Lord. Please don't define the rest of your year. Okay. Verse 14 to 19. So you can call it up 2:22. That's the third day. And God said, let there be light in the firmament of the heaven to divide the night, the day from the night, and let them be for signs and for seasons and for days and years, and let them be for light in the firmament of the heaven to give light upon the earth. And it was so. God said, let there be light in the firmament. That space that God created, God now decided to put light there, just like he decided to put this bulb here, created this environment, and Roboto decided to come and help us put bulb. So God decided to put Bob in that space. That's what happened here. So this is the story. Then call off the remaining one. 16, 17. And God made two great lights. The greater light to rule the day, and the lesser light to rule the night. He made the stars also. And God set them in the firmament of the heaven to give light upon the earth. The last verse 18. and to rule over the day. You see, the sun was to rule over the day, the lights rather, were to rule over the days and rule over the night, and to divide the light from the darkness. And God saw that it was good. Verse 19. And the evening and the morning were the fourth day. So what was the first day? First day, the light. If you don't understand this, if you don't understand, you will not understand my message. That's why I'm taking time to explain it. And if you don't understand, you not understand, you not begin to you not understand. God needs to open certain things for us in the beginning to understand the eternal mystery in Christ. And day one was the light. Day two was the heaven. Day three was the earth, the sea, and the vegetation. Day four, that God now made the light. Now let's go to day five. That's the Genesis 20, but 20 to 23. And God said, let the waters bring forth abundantly the moving creature that has life, and fowl that they may fly above the earth in the open firmament of heaven. So let the waters bring forth. And God created great whales and every living creature that moves, which the waters brought forth abundantly after their kind, and every winged fowl after his kind. And God saw that it was good. Verse 22 and 23. Combine it. 22 and 23. Amen. Praise the Lord. He said, God blessed them, saying, be fruitful and multiply. This is the first time God is blessing in the Bible. This is noted. He said, and God blessed them, saying, be fruitful and multiply, and fill the waters in the sea, and let birds multiply on the earth. So the evening and the morning were the 50 day. The 50 day, what God did was simple. God just made the waters. Don't forget, day three, God made the earth to bring out vegetation. Now, God made the waters to bring out the sea animals, all of the sea creatures, and the birds that flies in the air. So the birds you see in the air, they came from the waters. Are we together? That's what God did on the waters. Bring forth abundantly the sea creatures, all the living things in the waters, and birds that will fly in the air. And God saw it, verse 23, and the evening and the morning were the 50 day. The 50 days. So day one, God made the light. Day two, God made the heavens. Day three, God made the earth, the sea, and the vegetation. Day four, God made the lights. The planet, the light, the sun, the moon, and the stars. Day four, day five, God made the sea creatures, and God made the birds to fly in the air. Then we'll go to day 6, 24. 124. Genesis 24, 1. Genesis chapter 1, verse 24. Then God said, verse 24, let the earth, God went back to the earth. Praise the Lord. God went back. He said, God said, let the earth bring forth the living creature according to his kind, and cattle, and creeping things, and beasts of the earth after his kind. And it was so. Verse 23 to 24, 5. And God made the beast of the earth after his kind, and cattle after their kind, and every living that fell upon his kind. And God saw that it was good. And God said, that we are still in day 6. And God said, let us make man in our image, after our likeness, and let them have dominion over the fish of the sea, and over the fowl of the air, and over the cattle, and over all the earth, and over every creeping thing that creeps upon the earth. Continue. So God created man in his own image. In the image of God created he him. Male and female created he them. And God blessed them. Second time God is blessing. And God blessed them. And God said unto them, be fruitful and multiply and replenish the earth and subdue it, and have dominion over the fish of the sea, over the fowl of the air, and over everything that creepeth upon the earth. Go to verse 31. The story continues. Go to verse 31. Just pick out verse 31. And God saw everything that he had made, and behold, it was very good. And the evening and the morning were the sixth day. So we have completed our story. So let's recap it now. Day one, day two, day three. Some of us are not talking. Day four. This thing we are reading, you are seeing, is the story of your life. I will soon show you. It's the entire story of your life. All these things you are saying. Okay. Day five. Day six. No, do not man first. He said, let the earth, verse 24. He said, let the earth bring forth living creatures. So the earth brought forth living creatures, all the animals you can see. So them and man are the same age. Created them on the same day. So then God said, let there be man. Day six. What happened? Day seven. Let me read that one. Genesis chapter 2. Genesis chapter 2. What? Verse 1 to 3. So the heavens and the earth and all the host of them were finished. And on the seventh day, God ended his work which he had done. And he rested on the seventh day from all his work which he had done. So it's the work. Hello, please listen to me. What was giving birth to the days? It is the work. So when God finished the work, he rested. Day ceased. Day ceased. Now, please follow what I want to tell you carefully. Third, verse 1. Third, the heaven and the earth and all the host of them were finished. And on the seventh day, God ended his work, which he had done. And he rested on the seventh day from all his work which he had done. Verse 7. Then God blessed the seventh day. This is the only day that God blessed. What day? One day, two day, three day, four day, five day, six. It's only day seven that God blessed. Praise the Lord. I'll explain to you. So then God blessed the seventh day and sanctified it, because in it he rested from all his work which God had created and made. Now, two times God said, let there be light. In the story of this creation we're hearing, you know, say God said, let there be light. There was light. We know it. But twice God said, let there be light. What was the first light and what was the second light? Praise the Lord. Genesis 1:3. Please bring it. 1:3. You can combine 1:3 and 1:14. Two times God said, let there be light. And God said, let there be light, and there was light. That is. Then go to verse 14. And God said, let there be light. So twice God said, let there be light. What was the first light? What was the second light? And God said, let there be light, and there was light. Now go back to verse 4. When God said, combine verse 4 and verse 5. Combine verse 4 and verse 5. Just, and God saw the light. So the light was visible to God. The light was visible to God. And God saw the light, that it was good. And God divided, he separated the light from the darkness. And God called the light day, and the darkness he called night. And the evening and the morning was the first day. Go back to, this is the first one. When God said, let there be light, he divided the light from the darkness. Two times God said, let there be light. And two times God divided light from darkness. Praise the Lord. Two times God said, let there be light. Two times God divided the light from the darkness. This is the first one. Look at the second one. Verse 14. Just 14. 14. And God said, let there be light in the firmament of the heaven to divide the day from the night. And let them be for signs and for season and for days and for years. Can you see? Let them divide. That means before this division, what we know as day today and what we know as night today is the one in Genesis 1:14. The sun. This is Genesis 1:14. When God did fall, that God made the planetary body. He made the sun. He made the moon. So it's the orbit of the sun, of the earth against the sun, that give rise to day and give rise to night. But before then, God said day and night existed before that day. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Because look at it. God created this space, created the space. He now began to create the physical world. Then what God spoke, the one God said, let there be light. That was not the light of the sun. What light was that? That was not the light of the sun. Then in Genesis 1, after it's the second day. That was the first day. It's in the second day that God began making the physical world. He began to make the physical heaven in the second day, not the first day. Because I told you, everything up until the first day, up until the first day, they were spiritual. They were spiritual. Then God started beginning to replicate it on the earth. Begin to form it in the natural. He first of all formed this physical heaven, which you can see. How many of us can see the spiritual heaven? The spiritual. So God formed the physical heaven. In that formed the physical heaven, then God now coupled the earth to appear in the physical. He said, let the land appear. The word appearance in the Bible is when, like the Bible says, Jesus is the Son of God, Jesus is everlasting. But Jesus appeared through the womb of Mary. And Jesus went again, he said, I'm going to appear again. God called it, has always existed, but God called it to appear. So it's in Genesis, it's in the second day that God began to create the physical world. And he now began to represent spiritual truth. Things that existed in a spiritual realm, he began to replicate them in the physical world. That's why God said, let there be light. And this light was to divide the day from the night. God has already done that in Genesis, in the one. He has separated the light, he has separated the darkness. So he now began representing it in the natural from Genesis chapter 14. And let them divide the light, and let them be for time, let them be for season. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. So I've laid that back down. Now let me move further to what I'm saying. Father, we thank you. Thank you, Father. Thank you for light, for utterance, in Jesus' name. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Now, look at Romans 1:20. Please call up Romans 1:20. Are we there? He said, from the creation of the world. Okay, for the invisible things of him, from the creation of the world are clearly seen. He said the invisible things, from the creation of the world. So the creation of the world was replicating things that were invisible. He said, for the invisible things of him, from the creation of the world are clearly seen, being understood by the things that are made, his eternal power and his Godhead. So that men are without excuse. So we've established something, that the things that were created were God unfolding and unveiling the things that were invisible. Now go follow me to Revelation 3, verse 14. And to the angel of the church of the Laodicean write. This was when God spoke to the seven churches. This thing says the Amen, the faithful and the true witness, the beginning of the creation of God. Praise the Lord. The beginning, one of the titles of Jesus, that he is the beginning of the creation of God. When God said in the beginning, what God began doing in the beginning was God began unveiling the mystery of Christ. The mystery or the eternal mystery of Christ. So the creation is not about man in the first place. The entire creation was about God unveiling his son. Unveiling his son. So the first word that God spoke, he was to comfort his son. He said, let there be what? Let there be light. He said, let there be light. And there was light. And the composition of the day, what makes up the day? What makes up the day? Look at Genesis 1:5. He said, the evening and the morning were what? Was the first day. If you move down to Genesis 1:8, he said the composition of the day is not those works inside. He said the evening and the morning was what? The second day. If you go back to Genesis 1:13, you can help me to put it up. He said the evening and the morning was what? The third day. If you move down to day 4, what make up the composition of the day? What composed the day? Verse 4, day 4. He said the evening, that Genesis 4:19. He said the evening and the morning was the what? Fourth day. If you go on down to day 5, day 5 starts from Genesis 20:23. He said the evening and the morning was what? The fifth day. Then if you go to Genesis 1:31, he said the evening and the morning was the what? What happened on the eighth day? So that was the question I asked God one time. I said, what happened on the day 1, day 2, day 3, God rested on. Then what about the 8th day? Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. You've not answered me. What happened on the 8th day? You are all looking at me. I said, what happened on the 8th day? God rested on the 7th day. He blessed that day, he sanctified it, and he rested. What happened? We have been counting now, day 1, day 2, day 3, day 4. What happened on the 8th day? What happened on the 9th day? On day 7, God stopped the genealogy of days. God stopped the genealogy of days. That's why in God's program, days were not reckoned in his program, all through the Bible. If you look at in verse 4, he said, let the light, the sun, the greater light and the lesser light, they will be for what? They will give light to the air. They will be for sign. They will be for seasons. They will be for years and they will be for days. The sign, if you see a sign pointing to Arakale, now the name of this area is Arakale. You are coming from, let's say you are coming from Abuja, you landed in Akure, you saw a sign pointing to Arakale. Is that sign Arakale? Or is a pointer? It's only a voice. It's only a voice that speaks of something higher and speaks of something bigger. So the days, he said, let them be for sign, let them be for days. Days are an emblem of something God wants to tell us. Of something deeper that God wants to speak to us. Praise the Lord. That symbolized and represented in his days. That's why when God began counting Adam and Eve sin, they fell into sin. The Bible talks about Seth. When they killed Cain, killed Abel. The Bible says God gave Adam and Eve another son, and they called their name Seth. The Bible now say in his days, because he said the stars. Okay, let me tell you what the sun represents. The sun represents Jesus. If you go to Malachi 4, they call him the Son of Righteousness, the Everlasting Light, the Son of Righteousness. The moon represents the bride. That's the collective body of God's people on earth. That's both Israel and the church, the God's people. We can call it the church or God's people. The moon. Then the stars represent our individual personality. That's why even the sun governs the day. The moon governs the night. And the stars govern the night. Praise the Lord. So the sun only rules the day. It rules the day. The moon rules the night. And the stars rules the night. So I told her the bride, the collective bride of Christ is the moon. Then our individual stars, individual life is represented and symbolized in the stars. And said, this will be for sign and for season. That's why Jesus said John the Baptist was a sign. He was a sign, he was a season. He was a shining and a burning light. I said they are stars. That's why the Bible keeps referring to us as stars, not moon. It's the collective body of believers that is the moon. God kept referring to us as stars, as stars, as stars. He said John the Baptist in his days, God did not put time. The only time God put time was when he was speaking to Abraham, they'll be there 400 years. And it was not even mathematical time, because it was even more than that, 430 years. But God began aligning his program according to what? According to stars. Those times that will be the signs of the, according to people. A people that he was going to bring forth. That's why the Bible says, when the Messiah come in his days, the kingdom will come. Praise the Lord. He won't tell you that in 2000 and this, we are the one that record time, and that was after the fall. So, in his days, he talk about, I give example of Seth. He said, in his days, men began to call upon the name of the Lord. There was no time given. Then talk about the John the Baptist. He said, in his days, the kingdom of God will start to move, will start advancing. In his day. So, God started using people to represent times and for season. Moses was a type of, yes, Moses was a type of, was a sign and a season and represent the first covenant. Jesus represent the second covenant. So, everything that the days, you see, God kept numbering. I said, God stopped not the genealogy of day on the seventh. That's why there was no record of any 80 day, 90 day, 20 day, everything on and on, he kept reading the story. So all of those days I told you, okay, the one, the light, I have done all of those things. So, as I say, where is the 80 day? Now, what is the composition of the day? The first day that God made was, I told you Genesis 1-2, the darkness was already in existence. Praise the Lord. Now, I'm crossing over to the heart of my message. Please, I want you to listen. Now, what is the composition of the day? The evening. What makes up a day? I said, the darkness, the earth already existed. Darkness already existed. The Spirit of God existed and the waters existed. Praise the Lord. Now, but these two, the waters, praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Now, the first thing that God did, what was God's first response? The first response that God responded that he brought for light was to pitch the light against the darkness. That's what makes up the composition of the day. The first day, God said, let there be light, and there was light. Now, the light did not extinguish the darkness. Do you not wonder why? Praise the Lord. What was the first day? God said that everyone, please call up Genesis 2 and 3. Genesis 2 and 3. Genesis 2 and 3. Genesis 2 and, Genesis verse 1, 2 and 3. But call up 2 and 3. And the earth was without form, and darkness was upon the face of the deep. And the Spirit of God moved over upon the face of the waters. And God said, let there be light, and there was light. Now, the composition of day, I told her what composes a day is the light, the darkness, and the light. That's what makes the composition of the day. Call up 1 John 1:5. Now, what does this darkness mean? God introduced a person in Genesis 1:2. Are you hearing me? God introduced a person in Genesis 1:2. He said the darkness was a covering upon the face of the earth. Please call up, where did this darkness originate from? Where does it come from? What is the source of this darkness? Please call up Genesis, 1 John chapter 1 verse 5. What did he say about your father? Please, let's read it together. This then is the message which we have heard of him, and declare unto it that God is light, and in him, he said in him is no darkness at all. In him is no darkness at all. Now, when we begin, the Bible tells us the story. Genesis tells us the story of beginning. Revelation tells us the story of the end. Now, when God said, let there be light, there was still darkness. That light did not, if I on light in my room, it will extinguish the darkness. Two of us. But God did not extinguish the darkness. God only gave the darkness his own space and gave the light his own space. And the composition of the two of them is what will make up what? The day. And I told her that God introduced a person in Genesis 1 to do the prince of darkness. The prince of darkness. Praise the Lord. So you cannot be, when mama, when you are talking about battles, mama, I will bring this message and align it with it. When you are talking about battles, life is, that's why I say to them that overcome. The people that we enter into eternal inheritance, God's people, they are called overcomer. What do they have to overcome? They need to conquer and overcome the darkness. Praise the God. The darkness in creation. So he said, God said, the darkness was upon the earth and upon the waters. Praise the Lord. And the evening and the morning was the first day. There was a day, there was a night. Now look at Revelation, where God ended it all. Look at what we read in Revelations. I'll not go into much things so that I just give us a preview and an overview. Are we in Revelations 2? Revelation 21 verse 1. Please listen. That place will say in the beginning. What happened in the beginning? What happened in the beginning? God made the heaven. God made the heaven and what? And the earth. Genesis chapter 1 verse 1. Then I say Genesis is the beginning. Revelation is the revelation of the mystery hidden in Genesis, in the book of the beginning. The book of Revelation, I repeat, the book of Revelation is the revelation of the mysteries, the eternal mysteries that was hidden and coded in Genesis, in the book of Genesis. So it's a revelation of that which has been hidden from the beginning. Praise the Lord. So in Genesis 1:1, and the Bible says God made the heaven and the earth. Look at Revelation chapter 1 verse 21 verse 1. And I saw, what did he see? A new heaven and a new earth. For the first heaven and the first earth had passed away. Also there was no more sea. Then I, John, saw the holy city, the new Jerusalem, coming down out of heaven from God, prepared as a bride attuned for her husband. He now went on to describe this new earth and this new heaven. Follow me, Revelation 21. Jump to verse 22. It talks about it has 12 foundations and 12 gates. That are the ones I dropped. But he said, but I saw no temple in it, for the Lord God Almighty and the Lamb are his temple. And the city has no need of the sun or of the moon to shine in it, but the glory of God illuminated it, and the Lamb, Jesus, was the light of that city. I saw the light in Genesis 1:3 and light in Genesis 1:14 were two different lights. The one in Genesis 1:14 was a physical light, the sun. Now let me ask you a question. If God withdraw the sun today, what happened? Would that be day? But the day existed before the sun was made. Did you get my question? If God withdraw the sun, the what we call day today is darkness come, daylight come, because of the orbit of the sun. If God withdraws the moon and withdraw the sun, would that still be day? Why wouldn't there be day? But before the sun, was there day? Was there day? Genesis 1:3-5. God said, let there be light. And there was light. He said, God saw the light. It was not the light of the sun. God saw it. God saw the light that it was good. And God separated the light from the darkness. And God called the light day. And the darkness he called night, the evening. And the morning was the first day. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. That was before God. It was day four that God made the sun. Amen. Praise the God. So the sun only represented what existed in God, represented to the natural world that God began creating in day two. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. It's well. Now, can you see? Now, it says, verse 24, Revelation 21:24, verse 23. And the city had no need of the sun or the moon to shine in it, for the glory of God illuminated it, and the Lamb is his light. And the nations of those who are saved shall walk in his light, and the kings of the earth bring their glory and honor into it. Its gates shall not be shut at all by day. What did the Bible say? Verse 25. Say the gates of that city shall not be shut at all by day. There shall be no what? There shall be no what? You know, this Revelation 20:21, the book of the end. God said there was no light because in Revelation 20, God judged Satan and put him in the lake of fire. In Revelation 20, if you read your Revelation 20, that's where God judged Satan. And judge all the forces of darkness. All the judge Satan, the false prophet, and the Antichrist. God pushed them into the lake of fire. And that ended the genealogy of day and night. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. So I told you that darkness represents person. God, there is no darkness in God. I'll show you a statement of Jesus, you understand it better. He said there is no night in that city. So the new heaven and the new earth that is coming is not going to be there at night. Amen. Because darkness is not going to exist in that state. It's going to be one glorious light. It's going to be one everlasting light, which is the light of the Son of God, which is the light of Jesus. Amen. Now, look at Revelation 22. The story continues. And he showed me, he said, these are things that happen in the new heaven and the new earth. He said, and he showed me a pure river of water of life, clear as crystal, proceeding from the throne of God and of the Lamb. In the middle of its tree, and on either side of the river, was the tree of life, which bore 12 fruits, and each tree yielding its fruit every month, and the leaves of the tree were for the healing of the nation. There shall be no more curse, but the throne of God and the Lamb shall be in it, and his servant shall serve him. They shall see his face, and his name shall be on their forehead. Please, verse 5. He said, and there shall be no night there. Praise the Lord. Please, can we echo it? There shall be no night there. They need no lamp or no light of the sun. For the Lord God giveth them light, and they shall reign forever and ever. Praise the Lord. Go look at Isaiah chapter 60, when Isaiah prophesied. I said, that light, in Genesis 14 was to govern the physical creation. Adam was not even living by that light. Praise the Lord. If you have the sun inside of you, would there be night? It is the appearance of the sun that gives us the day. That's what I've tried to explain all along. The sun, when the sun rises, the rising of the sun rises, that's the day. Now, when you have the sun inside of you, when you have the sun, I mean this physical sun, when they package it and put it inside of you, would there be night? Anywhere you step in becomes what? Light, day. Amen. Everlasting day is everlasting light. So look at what the prophecy that Isaiah prophesied. Isaiah chapter 60, verse 19. I say Adam was not living by the light of the sun. Look at verse 19. He's talking about you. He's talking about you in the eyes of redemption, in the context of redemption, when God redeems man back. Look at what happened. Isaiah 60, verse 19. He said, the sun, praise the Lord. He said, the sun shall no longer be your light by day. Now for brightness shall the moon give light to you. The Lord will be to you an everlasting light, and your God your glory. Your sun shall no longer go down, nor shall your moon withdraw itself. For the Lord will be your everlasting light, and the days of your mourning shall be ended. Now go to Malachi chapter 4. Look at the title, one of the covenant titles. This was at the verge when we entered the Old Testament ended in Malachi. When God wanted to open the New Testament, God began talking about another light. God began talking about another light, Malachi. That was at the border, at the verge of the New Testament. The New Testament is the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ. It's about the coming of our Lord Jesus. And that was the coming of another light. Look at it, Malachi. Don't forget, at the start of creation, the first creation started in Genesis 1. God said, let there be light. The second creation started in the New Testament. When Jesus was born, Jesus is the last Adam. The first creation was the first Adam. The first Adam. The second creation was the last Adam. So before God started the first creation, the first Adam, God spoke light into existence. He said, let there be light. So before God started the second Adam, God spoke forth light again, but it was a different kind of light. It was not the light that we know in Genesis 1:4. It was even the original light, the light that God called forth in Genesis 1:3. Look at Malachi chapter 4. You need to understand this thing so you can understand your life on a daily basis. What makes the day? You see the other one, second day, third day, God just rolling over the same day, it was the same day. God just did something different, did something different, did something different. When he stopped working, once he ended, the day collapsed. And God stopped on the sixth day because six is the figure of man. Six represents man, the mystery of God will be ended in man. Praise the Lord. He said, days are signs as for season. He says, I say a sign is a voice. He said, it's a voice. So day one, day two, they are just a prophetic voice that was speaking of the eternal purpose that is in God. I'll show us it briefly. I'll show us this Malachi and I'll show us from the book of Ephesians. Day one, day two, day three, all those days are prophetic voices. And that's why when God stopped speaking forth about this, he ended in day seven. He sanctified the seventh, which is the day of his rest. Amen. When he will utter in everlasting righteousness. When he will usher in the new heaven and the new earth and usher in everlasting righteousness. That's God's rest. Okay, look at Malachi chapter 4. There are things you understand. The time you say, what is man? You now know this is man. Some things are deep and some things are high. Amen. Look at verse 4. For behold, the day is coming. Can you see? This was the last message in the Old Testament. What was coming was a day. What was coming was a day. And what is the content of the day? Light. What makes the day? Light. For behold, the day is coming. Burning as an oven. And all the proud. God will extinguish darkness in that day. That's what he's saying. The proud. The proud. And all the proud. And all that do wickedly will be stubble. And the day which is coming shall burn them up, says the Lord of hosts, that it will leave neither root. There's not going to be any root. There's not going to be any branch. There's not going to be any trace of darkness. The day that is coming, the light that is coming is going to erode darkness. Praise the Lord. Now, the other light, I say it was a prophetic voice. God separated. The light came. He did not extinguish the darkness. God gave him his place. Because up until that time, Satan still has a legal ground in creation. Illegal ground in creation. Praise the Lord. Now, the day will come. He said, but to you who fear my name, shall the son of what? Shall the son of righteousness arise. A new light is arising. Shall the son of righteousness, he will arise with healing. This light will heal. Amen. Where there is malaria, it will extinguish it out of your body. So this light will erode darkness. It will extinguish darkness. Praise the Lord. He said, but to you who fear my name, the Son of righteousness shall arise with healing in his wings. And you shall go out and grow back like parted calves. You know, you shall go forth and begin to prosper. So, he speaks of the second day, which is the day of Christ, which is that light that is coming. That's why, if you heard the apostle speaking, he said, behold, the day of the Lord cometh. The day of the Lord cometh. Even when Jesus came, what we have of the light, okay, we are born again. The light of God is in our soul, is in our spirit, but is he in shadow? When Jesus appears, that light will fully appear. The Bible says, when we see him, we become like him. That's why the apostle Paul, when he wrote to the Corinthians, he said, you are children of the day, and you are not children of the night. He said, once were you darkness, but now you are day. You are light in the Lord. He said, walk as children of light. Praise the Lord. He said, walk as children of light. You are of the day. It's the day that gave birth to you. We are born from the bosom of Jesus Christ. The light, the everlasting light. So we have it in figure until Jesus comes in fullness. And when that everything will be unfolded, he said, behold, what manner of love has the Father bestowed unto us that will be called sons of God. When we see him, we'll become like him. When Jesus went on the mountain of figuration, that light was covered. They just opened it a bit. They say the radiance of that light, it covered everything that was upon Jesus. Praise the Lord. Now, can you see it now? That the Son of Righteousness have established it. Now let me explain that darkness, because I'll end it today. I trust God to give me the grace to end it in the next 5 minutes. What was that darkness? Darkness? No. Let me show you from Jesus, from the mouth of Jesus, because this message can travel far. So look at what Jesus says. Look at John chapter 14. Are you seeing the John chapter 14? When he was talking to the disciple, he told them somebody was coming. Somebody was coming. John 14, verse 30. Verse 30. I will no longer talk much with you, for the prince of this world cometh, and he has nothing in me. He said, Satan is the prince of this world. Several times Jesus established that truth in the Bible. I just showed us one. He said, the prince, Satan was coming. While Jesus was doing his work on it, he said, the prince of this world is coming. Now look at Luke. After he came, look at what Jesus said again. Look at Luke chapter 22. Are we in Luke chapter 22? 22. Verse, please, can you help me with that scripture? Luke chapter 22. Let me check mine. Luke 20. I was even looking at it. Luke chapter 22, verse 53. When they came to arrest Jesus, look at from verse 52. Can you combine 52? Luke chapter 22, verse 52. Just combine it. In that John, Jesus said, the prince of this world is coming. The prince of this world is coming. Have you seen that? Said unto the chief priest and to the captain of the temple and the elders, which were come to him, do you come out as against a thief with sword and staff? But the next verse. Then Jesus said unto the chief priest and captain, when I was with you daily, when I was daily with you in the temple, you stretched forth no hands against me. He said, but this is what? This is what? He said, this is your hour. And what? And the power of darkness. He said, this is your hour and the power of darkness. I showed God, say, God is light. In him is no darkness at all. That darkness you saw in Genesis 1. Amen. If you go somewhere, you read in Revelation, God says, when Satan rebelled, they casted him to the earth. Satan was casted and all his fallen angels were casted into the earth. So that darkness was a covering. It was a covering upon the earth. If you take note, when we read the story of creation, everything that God created them from two sources. God created them from the earth. All the creation in Genesis, apart from the stars, the light. God created everything from the earth and created everything from the waters. But this time the waters was covered but in darkness. The darkness symbol, I told you what darkness represents. It represents death. It represents death. It represents the prince of darkness. You know, now is the power of darkness. Now, it's like the whole earth was covered by death. So that darkness symbolized death. That's why the Bible said in 2 Timothy chapter 1. What I said, that the light of Christ erodes darkness. What that darkness represents, he said, Jesus has abolished death and has brought life and immortality to life by the gospel. So that's why I keep saying the shadow of death. The scripture you were quoting yesterday, that though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, the people that sat in darkness, they have seen a great light. Man does not walk by the light of the sun. Man lives by another light. So why is it some human beings that are not in Christ? You see them misbehaving, say they are gay, say they are ISIS, they are living by another light, the light that is called darkness. So that light that God created in Genesis 1 was a light that will live within man. Was a light that man will carry within. So that's why Jesus lives in our body. Jesus, our body is the temple of God, where God himself habited and dwelt. So the other light was a physical light. We just use it to walk around. But there is a light. The Bible said in Job chapter 32, he said there is a spirit in man. And they understand the illumination, the light of the Holy One gives them understanding. It gives them light. So that light was a light, the light of life. The Bible said in him was light, Jesus. In him was light. And that light was what? John chapter 1. That light was the what? In him was life. And that life is light. So what God called forth in Genesis 1, God called forth life into creation. He said the earth was empty and the earth was void. The same earth, as you move further from that point, that same earth began to produce. But the earth was not producing before. God said, let there be light, and there was light. God called forth light. God spoke forth life into creation. That's what happened in Genesis 1. God spoke forth life into creation. The same earth was the one that brought forth everything after his kind. The same waters were the same that brought forth everything after his kind. And what did they bring forth? The earth like a painter. The earth together with the waters like a painter. They painted the image of God in the physical world. That's why the Bible says, Romans 1:20, that the invisible things of God are being shown to us by the visible things that were created. Who told the earth to bring out guava? Who told the earth that bring out cashew tree? Who told the earth to bring out the pawpaw tree? God did not say that. God only spoke. I said, when God spoke in general, God spoke forth life. God spoke forth the light into the earth. So, and the earth brought forth creations after his kind. That kind representing the various aspects of God, the various dimensions of God's glory. The earth replicated God in the natural. The same water that was held under the bondage of darkness. The same waters replicated the picture and the image of God. Out of the same earth, God formed the body of man. Hope you remember. So out of the same earth, God formed the body of man. So together the earth, that's why I told you that the waters was uncreated. The earth was uncreated. It's not what part God began speaking. So the earth and the waters replicated the image and the picture of God on the earth. Why? Because God spoke for life into it. Now look at that verse. He said the earth was without void. It has no form and it was empty. What the emptiness that God filled the earth, the emptiness in the earth, was not the trees on the earth. It was the earth that brought forth those trees. The earth brought it forth from within. Why God filled the void of the earth, that God filled it with life. That's why for when you are born again, God calls us to embrace Christ and fill us with what? With his everlasting life. God fill us with life. What God gives us, he said, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son. Whosoever believes in him will not perish, will have everlasting life. The son of righteousness. That light it represents is a symbol of life. Darkness is also a symbol of life. Both of them were represented in the garden. The tree of life and the tree of death. You eat that tree, you are going to die. That's why I say the darkness is a symbol of death. Represented also in the garden. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. He said, I put before you life and death. That's what Moses told Israel. When he has brought them as a nation, formed them as a... What I am presenting to you as a nation is life. And what I am presenting you is death. Walk in this path, you inherit death. Walk in this path, you inherit life. So that darkness is a symbol of life. Death. Praise the Lord. And so God did not judge that darkness in that way. God judged it in Christ. That's why I said all those days were a symbol. Number 6, if you go to Revelation, it says 6 is the number of man. 6 represents the number of man. Look at Ephesians chapter 3. Ephesians 3 further explains what happened in Genesis. Please, if you don't maybe understand it, you can get the message, listen to it over and over and do some Bible study. You see it there. Ephesians chapter 3. Ephesians chapter 3. Are we there? Are we there? Now, to me, who Paul was talking, to me, who am less than the least of all the saints, this grace was given to me, that I should preach among the Gentiles the unsearchable riches of Christ, and to make all men see what is the fellowship of this mystery, which from the beginning of the ages, in the beginning God made the heaven and earth. He said, which from the beginning of the ages had been hidden in God. It was hidden in God from the beginning. In the beginning God made the heaven and the earth. There was a mystery, there was a wisdom that was hidden in God. And that is the wisdom that God has given me the grace to open up now. That's what we have as the gospel. Which from the beginning has been hidden in God, who created all things by whom? All things that God created, he created them by his son. So what I've told us in a summary, that this darkness is the light of Christ. The light is the light of Christ. The darkness is the power of death. It was a covering upon the earth, the same earth I told you brought forth. So that's why our own life, your life will not begin to make meaning until the light of Christ begin to enter into our life. Even if it begins to affect our relationships, it will begin to affect our homes, our marriages. That's why marriage is a divine institution. You can't live it with a light. You can't live it with another light. You can only overcome and prevail in the place of marriage when you have this light inside of you. Praise the Lord. Men have desecrated their marriage because they don't have this light. I say this light is life. It's the life of the Son of God in us. Praise the Lord. I won't explain more further than that. It's the light in man. So Adam was living in that light until he fell. Adam was not living by the light of the Son. Because the Son, everything was under his government, under his dominion. The Son, the day Adam sinned, death entered into creation. Lion begins to die. The day Adam sinned and switched on the life of himself, and he became subject to death. Creation itself became subject to death, and everything fell back into darkness. Everything fell back into darkness from where they were coming from. The day Adam sinned, when he extinguished the light within, when he extinguished the light that was within, when he switched it off by sin, he fell into darkness. The entire creation became subjected to darkness. So Adam was not living by the governance and the government of this life. Adam himself was a government. Praise the Lord. Adam himself was a government. So what I'm telling us that the life, this life is symbolic of the life of God in you. It's symbolic of Jesus in our life, the Son of Righteousness, the light that is prophesied that is coming. So with Jesus in our life, even in your working places, everywhere you go, you begin to spread the fragrance of his knowledge. You begin to spread forth his light. He said, ye are light in the Lord. I am light. Are you seeing any light? Are you seeing any light? The light is the spirit of our Father inside of me. It's the knowledge of the Holy One inside of me. It's the composition of a new spirit and a new heart that God has implanted inside of me. It is by that light God expects you to live on a daily basis. That's why I can give people principle and it will not work. Because if this one is not established, if this one is not there, nothing else can begin to work. Amen. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. So this is how it works. If you want your life to become any meaningful, you need the light of God in your soul. You need the heavenly light. The earth was incapacitated. The earth was in shambles. They say it was without form. It was shapeless. It was without void until God spoke into it. And when God spoke into it, the earth responded back to God. He brought forth creation to God. It takes life to respond back to life. Can the dead respond to life? Can you speak to the dead? But you can speak to the living and the living will respond. God spoke into the earth and the earth responded back to God because there was life inside the earth. So it is that life, that is what will define us what? As life. That is what will define us day. Without that light, you are not existing at all. Without that light in our soul. So this is a new year. This is the beginning of a new year. This is at the start of a new year. So, and I'm speaking, I started the story of creation, unfolds of mysteries hidden in creation, revealed in Revelation and some other parts of the scripture. Briefly, I didn't go to the heart and the depth of it. I did not go to the heart and the depth of it. Just say some certain things about it so that we can understand life is a contest between light and darkness. Somebody said one day he was in the school. They told me the story of a young man. He saw a snake passing. He saw that snake and he ran mad. If you don't believe this story, wouldn't you believe what Roger said? And something stings something and the whole body began changing. Life, what is the composition of the day? Composition is not grass. It's not trees. The composition of the day is what the evening. The morning is the day. The evening and 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 the morning is the day. Not the sun, not the moon, not the star. The day existed before they came. The evening. So what God spoke for was to pitch head to head darkness with light. And that contention began to continue. When Adam had his first son, the two of them came out, was represented. Cain belonged to darkness. Abel belonged to light. Cain rose up and killed Abel. The darkness slew the light. Amen. Cain rose up and killed Abel. A typology of what was presented in Genesis chapter 1 verse 2. He said the evening and the morning was composed. The two kingdoms of this world, the kingdom of the kingdom of God and the kingdom of the evil one. These two kingdoms in our day today are clashing and are contending. To him that overcometh, I will like grant him to sit with you on my throne. To him that overcometh, to him that overcometh, to him that overcometh. What will overcome is dark. When you raise up children, your primary concern is not the school to go to. Your primary concern, you have children, is to carry this light. Is to carry this light. If they don't have this light, they are not living. Praise the Lord. Amen. So when you raise up children, you raise them under the atmosphere of light. Praise the Lord. That's why some people go, they go to school, everything. They come and tell you now that they are gay. They are all of those things are the works and the power of darkness. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Let's be on our feet. Let you on our feet. Can you begin to appreciate your father? Life is a battleground. That's the word that came. That's the first word. I've just established and built on that word. He says it's a conquest. It's a battleground between light and darkness. And that was the first day. That was the first day. It was a battleground between light and darkness. That is the composition of the day. What does that day represent? That will be the composition. Your life on earth will be a battle between light and darkness. Simple. Did you hear me? Your life on earth will be a battle between light. Between light and darkness. And that's why you have the spirit of Abba Father. If any man does not have the spirit of Christ, he is none of him. You cannot win the battle against the forces of darkness. Can you begin to appreciate your God? Begin to appreciate him and bless him. Begin to thank him for this year. For the light of Jesus in your life. In your home. In your home. In your life, everything about you. You're going out and you're coming in. You're going out and you're coming in.
Father, we thank you for your light. God.
For more life transforming messages, please visit www.livingscrollministry.com.
Tonight, put a nation on your heart.
Oh Lord.